This man at one stage was homeless and he was sleeping in a car, and he presents us with a gift. This is mine, you can't have it. And he also gave one, and if you want to try and get your hands on it, try and get it off Sally. He was given one as well, as was Stuart. So this is a sign that somebody's life has moved on to a better place and they come and say thank you. Yeah, fabulous.
Good morning. Welcome to you all. If you're a visitor for the first time, we're delighted to see you. This evening's service, which will start at 6:30, will be the reading of the Passion narrative, and all are welcome. But before then, this afternoon at 3 o'clock, here will be time for tea and company. So do come along and bring a friend. Pastoral news. The Easter gifts are ready for collection in room 3. Please take a gift for delivery if you can. They are for Margaret Fiskin, Margaret Smith, Anne Mackay, Margaret Davis, Cora Young, Mary Williamson, Margaret Blake, Bill McMahon, and Valerie Parkinson's. And I'd like to say thank you on behalf of us all to Carol for organising them. Thank you. Mary Cole is in Tolworth Hospital and is open for visitors. She's in Chestnut Ward. Please remember Billy and Margaret McMahon in your prayers. The offertory for today will go to the Disaster Emergency Committee to relieve the suffering in East Africa caused by severe drought. Loose cash offer. Thank you. Yes, yes, very important. Loose cash. And don't forget the gift aid bit. And this is an advance notice of a fundraising event for Oxygen, which is on the 22nd of April at Christchurch, New Malden, and they would value our support. Please take the service papers home to remind you of the services and events for this Holy Week. The Maundy Thursday Supper is at the Methodist Church, Kingston Methodist Church on the Fairfield. And please sign up if you can, as it will help with catering. But I'm sure if you make a last minute decision, you'll be very welcome. I think that's it. Thank you.
if you would respond with the words in the bold type. Jesus entered into Jerusalem humbly on a donkey, seeking to transform the people. People gathered from everywhere to wave palm branches and praise him as royalty. Jesus enters into our lives humbly, seeking to transform our hearts and lives. Let us worship Jesus Christ together and receive him into our presence. Hosanna in the highest. We join to sing, "Give me joy in my heart." Have a seat, have a seat, have a seat. We join to pray. Let us pray. Jesus, we are glad that you are in our midst today. And we ask that our voices would join together to give all the praise to you. We come to worship, for you are the bringer of our salvation. You are the one with us now, and we lay our lives before you. We confess that there have been times when we have not welcomed you as we should. Forgive us. We haven't recognized your presence with us. Forgive us, we haven't given you the praise. We've been too busy with our eyes looking down instead of looking up with eyes to see. Your love does not fade. Your strength endures, stretching out across history beyond time and space. Love in our time, love beyond what we can grasp, we marvel. We welcome. We thank you. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For ours is the kingdom, power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Have you ever been in conversation with somebody about when they knew you were a Christian and some issue came up, and they assumed that you knew what you were going to say? They assumed that they knew what you were going to say. Yeah. And I think the challenge sometimes is to make the faith remarkable. It's a challenge for the church's life to make it remarkable. Not just cliched, "Oh, I knew you would say that," worn, well worn. So what Jesus does as he goes into Jerusalem is they had an expectation and he just twists it a bit. So there are themes in this from the prophets. There are themes in this from King David. But here he just twists it a bit. He comes in on a donkey when they would have expected such celebration. And Jane Townsend will read this passage to us.
the triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And this is taken from Matthew 21, verses 1 to 11. As Jesus and his disciples approached Jerusalem, they came to Bethpage at the Mount of Olives. There, Jesus said to two of the disciples, "Go ahead with these instructions. Go to the village. They're ahead of you. And once you will find a donkey tied up with her colt beside her. Untie them and bring them to me. The master needs them. And then he will let them go at once." This happened in order to make what the prophet had said come true. "Tell the city of Zion, look, your king is coming to you. He is humble and rides on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." So the disciples went and did what Jesus had told them to do. They brought the donkey and the colt, threw their cloaks over them, and Jesus got on. A large crowd of people spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowd walking in front of Jesus and those walking behind him shouted, "Praise David, sons. God bless him who comes in the name of the Lord. Praise God." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was thrown into an uproar. "Who is he?" the people asked. "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee," the crowds answered. Here ends the reading.
So let me tell you what we're going to do. We are going to divide into groups. Everybody is most welcome to stay here, and you know, you shut your eyes and you keep praying. Nobody's going to come and hassle you. That's one thing. In this space, what we're going to do is divide into discussion groups. There'll be one group speaking in English. No, there'll be loads of groups speaking in English. And there'll be also be a number of groups speaking in Korean. And I would suggest that the English speakers stick in the English speaking group. You could push it, but no. I've got some questions for you to start your discussion. The text is in front of you. There's some pictures. That's what you could do here. Or you might decide that actually from that text, you're moved to do something practical. So in the hall, there's some craft activities. You could make some paper palm leaves. You could design crosses, or you could respond with in writing. There's paper. There's a chance for you to write something as you know, something as you feel. Or in that area over there, there's some prayers and poems and some quiet music if you just want to pray. Clear? And if you just stay where you are and shut your eyes, that's also fine. No, I don't mean have a nap. I don't mean have a nap. I mean pray. That's what I mean. Clear? Good. We're going to sing first. We're going to sing, I Will Enter His Gates. Have a seat, everybody. And just before she springs into action, Steve, up you get. No, oh, I know, you hate me. You're like, you can hate me later, but for now. We're just aware of how much we're in your debt. Week by week, for some people, day by day, and we want to say thank you. And we want to say thank you on behalf of the church. So thank you.
Can I just say, it's not just me. There are lots and lots.
Yeah, no, you can't say that. Clear off. Right, and that is the truth. It is the truth. Right, okay. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't say thank you to you. We want to say thank you to everybody. Right, so, you stay where you are, you shut your eyes and you have a quiet prayer. That's loud. You take your scriptures, which are in the Bible underneath you. There's some pictures going for discussion here. The questions for discussion I've got, and I'll hand them out in a minute. We've got them in English, we've got them in Korean. I apologize to those of you for whom those are not your languages. Sorry, but the biggest group of people are English speakers or Korean speakers. And if you want to have a quiet gather with some resource material to pray, hall there. If you want to do some craft into the hall, or if you feel you've got something to write about, into the hall, and there's a clipboard and there's a pen. Shake your head if you don't know what's happening. Everybody knows what's happening. You might not like it, but I'm just asking you whether you know what's happening. 3, 2, 1, on we go. The questions are these. What do you think is going on in the pictures? What rituals of arriving have you witnessed? That's in your whole of your life. What feelings did these rituals of arriving evoke in you? Why did Jesus choose to arrive in Jerusalem like this? What is he trying to communicate? So get together, one or two people, it's good. And if I put that in your hand, you'll pass them back. And if I put that in your hand, you'll pass them back. Move the chairs. The chairs are not nailed to the floor. Pick it up. On we go. So I wonder whether any of you who have been discussing have got things that we could all hear, anything that we could... I know there's a dodgy Chelsea Football Club story going on at the back, but we're not hearing that. My microphone, my rules. No. Anybody got something that struck them?
I realise that the image of arriving on a donkey is an image of humbleness, and that he is poor. He could have, of course, found a camel, a carriage, or a chariot, but he wanted to show that he was with the poor, unlike Portugal Football Club, who comes in great ascent, but the people gave him great ascent anyhow.
Which interestingly, I see. It leads on to Carol's comment.
It really struck me how football fans go really crazy for their team. If it wins, if they get a cup, Sporting, we give them great applause and we go really wild, and that's acceptable. But somehow, we don't do the same for Jesus. You know, Jesus has come in. He is our King. He is amazing. And we kind of say it, but we don't go, woohoo, Jesus is here. Let's celebrate. Let's dance. Just do what David did when he came in. He danced. I don't know why we don't. It could be culture. But But maybe it's time to step out and give it a go.
Right. Woohoo! Culture. You're going to tell me about some dance moves.
Cool.
We were bothered about the donkey and the colt. What is the significance of two animals?
So if you quote from the Hebrew, in the Hebrew you get what's called the poetry's parallel. So the way Hebrew poetry works is that you have two verses that virtually, you know, two half verses that virtually say the same thing twice. And what the writer of Matthew has done is taken the two parallels and put them in the story. You can't imagine somebody riding a horse and a colt, can you? Come on. No. And that's Matthew's contribution. Matthew's, not in the parallels. Humble. Oh, right. Nice. Some people I know have written something. It would be great if we could have that for church news. If anybody's written anything, it would be really good. Once you take it away with you and chew it over for church news, that would be lovely. And you're going to wave at us? Wave, get up and wave. Let's see it. Show and tell. Whoa, yeah. Thank you. Let's join together to sing Servant King. Let us pray for those who have not seen Jesus enter the gates of their lives. Those who've turned away. Those who've been too busy to look. Those who've been hurt by others and are afraid to trust. And we pray for those, Lord Jesus, who have been given a distorted view of you. So we pray that we would be faithful stewards of your good news, which means that we would be brave and sometimes keep our mouths shut and sometimes think about speaking beyond the clichés, encouraging others to look to you, acting as agents of comfort and of healing, acting not from our own agenda, but out of love for you, summoning others with our shouts of praise. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for this broken world that you love so much. For strength to break the bonds of darkness. For tenderness to gather and hold the hurting. Pray these things in earnest hope and longing for peace to reign. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Lord Jesus, enter our lives today. Help us to be brave enough to praise you beyond what is conventional, to know joy. And may our lips give glory to your name. Lord, we pray. Amen. So just to remind you, if you put loose cash into the offertory today, we will give it away. We're giving it to the, we would use Christian Aid, but it's for the Disasters Emergency Committee for the work that's going on at the moment with the big famine in East Africa. If you pay tax, could you please put the money in an envelope and we can claim the tax back? And we know loads of you have already given, and we know loads of you will give online. We get that. But if you'd find this helpful, then you do it. So let us continue our worship as we make our offering. So let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the bringer of our salvation. We lay our lives before you. Everything we have, we offer. We ask that this money and the spirit of generosity that wells up in people would help the situation in East Africa. Bless those charities that are trying to feed the hungry. Bless the politicians who are trying to find a long-term solution. And may we all remember that you will be our judge. Lord, we pray. Amen. So two wee comments from me. The first one is, if you're thinking to yourself, do you know, I would quite like to go to that community tea, but I can't go home and get back. That's a pain in the neck. Da-da-da! Just stay. We'll give you a bowl of soup. We have soup. So please stay. You'd be most welcome. We've got soup, we've got bread, we've got loads of cheese. You'd be most welcome. And then we have a community tea, 3:00. Come. The other thing to say is, if you look at the order of service, you'll see there's a whole load of different services going on over Holy Week. Thinking about the whole of the story. Now, if you can't fit those in, because I know, you know, people have got all sorts of stuff going on. If you can't fit those in, could you please try and fit in a wee bit of the reading of the story? Because the danger is You'll go from Palm Sunday, yippee, to Easter Sunday, hurrah, without going through cross, suffering, death. Yeah? Not if you know what I'm talking about. So, if you can't get to a gathering, gather with the World Church and spend a bit of time reading or look at something on Tinterweb. You know, just or make a moment for yourself. Lovely. Thank you. Let us sing our final hymn, which is Make Way, Way. Oh, there's an echo in this. Be brave. Let's sing the echo. Make Way, Make Way. We have gathered with the crowds crying, Hosanna. We have shared the hope for a world about to be changed. We have walked with another crowd. And now we follow the crowd as it leads out to the cross. And yet, even as the world grows dark, we cannot lose hope. God. And so, we watch the crowd and we follow. Amen.